from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Top of the hour, 7 a.m., working our way up to 10 o'clock. We're going to hand off to John Fricke, Sam Crenshaw. 9 floors up in the Kia Studios. Beautiful sunrise on this Sunday morning. Thanks for taking us along with you. The only way to work, or the only way to Sunday services, let us ride along with you. Sam and Noel on the other side of the glass. And we talked earlier. This is the final day, the final hours. The competition of the Paris Olympics. We still got some medals to hand out. Still got some things going on over there. We got the modern pentathlon. We got cycling on track. We got wrestling. Volleyball is about to get started right now. U.S. against Italy. Handball, water polo, and we got some basketball, women weightlifting. One man who I think pretty much got the hay in the barn. I think everything he had to cover is pretty much done. Is Coley Harvey from ESPN. He's our home folks. This man has been working his you-know-what off over there, but having a lot of fun. He joins us now on the waitfort.com hotline. Coley, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Sam. How are you all doing over there?
I know. Well, it's afternoon for you over there, but it's morning. Have you got to, how long did it take you to get adjusted to the time difference, man?
It probably took me, I've started losing my voice because I've been over here for so long, but I think it probably took me about 2 days to really start to kind of get used to it. It might have taken my body a little bit longer. I definitely got sick one day early on in being here, but yeah, you know, it's just what happens when you got to get used to being in a different environment. But all is good, all is well. It's been a fun few weeks. It's been a fast few weeks. I can't believe that we're already at this point where tonight is the closing ceremonies and the Olympics will be officially over.
Yeah, officially over. It's been remarkable. And your main assignment, I think, was track. And, man, what a show U.S. Olympic team put on there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, an unreal show. Track and field was my main assignment. I actually had a chance to cover a little bit of fencing, a little bit of skateboarding, a little bit of women's rugby sevens. I saw a lot of different events. I saw a lot of different events at really cool venues. Beach volleyball in front of the Eiffel Tower was unreal. But track and field was my bread and butter throughout these games. And, you know, we had a number of athletes with Atlanta ties even who showed up and showed out on the track. And a lot of athletes with ties to SEC schools, whether it's Kentucky or athletes who've trained at Georgia or Florida. So certainly a little bit of a local flavor for some of our folks back home there. But just what we saw the Americans do on the track the last week and a half was really unreal. It was somewhat expected. You know, we were hoping that maybe this would be so-called the return of the year of the sprinter, that we might see some of the 100, 200 meter runners kind of get back into form, and then see the 4x4 and 4x1 relays perform. Really, everything went according to plan, except for, unfortunately, the men's 4x1 relay. Once again, just drama with the baton and drama with exchanges, and that team just can't seem to get to the medal stand. You know, maybe in LA things will be different, but otherwise, everything else on the track went about as flawlessly and according to plan as USATF could have dreamed up.
Take us behind the scenes a little bit as far as you being able to do your work and what you have to do. I mean, when I, you know, Olympics was 04, I went over, everybody went to the media center. You went to a certain location to file your reports and do things. Now, I'm sure now you can do your reports from wherever you are at the venue, right?
No, pretty much the same kind of rules are still applying. You know, you do a lot of work at what we call the MPC, the Media Press Center, as you mm-hmm. mentioned. And here in Paris, it's in a pretty central location for the city of Paris, but in terms of some of the events, it's not the most direct location for getting around to some of where the venues were for some of the actual games. But that being said, you could file reports there. You could file reports outside of stadiums, but you had to be well beyond where the gates and security was. So, you know, I did that once or twice when it comes to the TV. But also for ESPN, we had a setup across from the Eiffel Tower just to give a really great shot, cool shot for the fans back home. And that was another place where, when it came to television, we did a lot of television from that location with our friends at ABC. So it's kind of getting in wherever you can all over. But yeah, a lot of the same restrictions apply when it comes to video and what you can and can't share inside the venue. That's why I would have loved to have had my own video, for example, of seeing Sha'Carri Richardson just tear down the track, but because of rights restrictions, I was not able to let the rest of the viewing public see that. And of course, it's all good because there's plenty of outlets, places yeah. for people to go to actually have watched in real time what took place there at the Stade de France.
Spending time here on the waitfor.com hotline. Folks, he's all the way in Paris, Coley Harvey, and he is social. You can find him always at Coley Harvey. Noel, you got something over there?
Yeah, hi, Cole. How you doing? It's Noel filling in for Greg this morning. And you have been one of the top people I've been following to follow the Olympics. Your Twitter has been on fire, actually. So my question is, how hectic has it been for you just to keep up with all of this stuff? You're everywhere and nowhere at the same time, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it feels sometimes like I'm nowhere. I'm just sitting at my seat in the in the press box watching the beat. No, I've been all over the place, and it has been kind of weird on social. There've been a couple of tweets and posts and things that I had that I didn't think were going to take off, and then I ended up actually getting wrapped up into a viral campaign unsuspectingly. I was asking Noah Lyles a question after the 100-meter race last Sunday, and really it was about his legacy and his future, and he took the moment to say that he wanted a sneaker of his own.
I saw that, and I thought that was incredible.
That was unreal, yeah. So I went to sleep that night because, of course, once we got done here, it was I got back to the hotel like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. maybe. And so I went straight to sleep. And then I woke up the next morning because by then everyone back home had kind of caught up and seen that. And I had my DMs and texts from friends were blowing up. And I had no reason. I had no understanding why until I saw the clip. And I thought it was a funny moment. I didn't think that it would take off the way that it did. But I understand why, because of who Noah is, because of what that moment was. He had just won his gold medal, his first gold medal in 100 meters. And for him to take that opportunity to say, hey, I want to brand myself in a bigger way. It was an opportunity for Adidas, who is his current sponsor. You know, they certainly had to take note. They had to listen to that. We'll see if something bigger comes of it, because he certainly does deserve it. Is it a shoe that he's most deserving of? That's what he wants, but we'll see.
We'll talk about that. Noel was just, and I were just talking about, how do we bottle up some of this enthusiasm and excitement for U.S. track and bring it to a meet here in the States? It's difficult because right now we're getting ready to start football season. And so at best it would have to be an indoor meet. But it seems like, you got a lot of momentum right now. And I know Michael Johnson's talking about starting a tour. We had an event here in town, the name of Edwin Moses' name on it at Morehouse, that attracted a lot of Olympic-bound track athletes. After you seeing it there in person, what possibly could happen to allow us to go out and spectate this here in our country?
Well, you did touch on it. The timing in the U.S. Isn't the best for track, because football feels so year-round, even though football is only from, the fall into the winter, but it just feels so year-round. Basketball kicks in right after football is done, and then baseball is getting going, and soccer and some of these other sports that have really gravitated and grabbed a lot of our attention over the years. They're going in the spring, and that's really the time where you'd want to see track and field take off, is in the spring and summer. Like you mentioned, this would be a great moment to get some momentum if there was some type of, hey, let's do a post-Olympics tour. And maybe that's something that, as they design this Grand Slam idea, which would just be, a couple of meets throughout the year, maybe that's something that they think about in 4 years, that, hey, we built up so much great momentum during the Olympics, let's have some type of roving tour where the athletes can sign up and get paid. That's the most important part, is you have to have a partner to really pay, not just to pay the athletes, but to pay whatever the rights fees would be for broadcasting in a massive scale. And actually, that question that I had for Noah Lyles the other night, that was really kind of what I was trying to get to. And so when he got done answering the question about the shoe, or answering about the shoe in his own way, I pressed him a little bit more. And I said, well, is there anything else that you can see in terms of the future for American track? And that was when he took the opportunity to say, we need to be broadcast to a much broader audience, because right now it's really just track diehards who are following along. And these are, these are people that are going to these, what he called, like, back alley type websites where you have to log in and create a subscription. And, you got to find it somewhere on the internet. It's not easy to find track meets, even some of the more large scale. Obviously, the largest, the trials and the world championships and things of that sort, you can find on NBC. NBC broadcasts all of that. But his whole message is, if we're going to really build momentum going forward in the States, it has to be more regular. It has to be in a broad network base, and people just have to watch. But the thing is, clearly people do want to watch, because they were paying attention to the 100 meter dash. They were paying attention to the 200 meters. And the other part about that is, like, there was something on the line in those, it was gold medals, Olympic medals on the line. That's the hard part when you are talking about just an ordinary event. What's on the line? What is it that Noah Lyles is really, really competing for? other than training and a little bit of extra exposure. And I think that's where things will get a little tricky for track and field moving forward. But I agree with everyone who believes that it should be viewed more regularly, because every time I've been at a track meet this year, and I've now this, I guess, is like the fourth or fifth one that I've made in the last couple of months, I've had a great time. I've really enjoyed everything that I've observed. I ran briefly when I was growing up in Atlanta, so I know what track and field events are like, and I know how chaotic and long of days they can be.
Yeah.
But for the viewing public, certainly there can be some interest.
Yeah, before we let him go, I gotta get with you folks, and we spent some time with Coley Harvey. He is in Paris. He's been covering the Olympics, and I don't know when he's going to get to come home, because the fight for the flights at the airport after the Olympics are incredible. You might be Wednesday before you get to leave. But anyway, what does L.A. do? What does L.A. do? Because Paris has put on this great, great show, and now they're going to Tinseltown, Hollywood, a place where we're used to seeing great entertainment, great productions. Have you heard anything at all about what L.A. might be scheming up for four more years?
Yeah, well, I think we're actually broadly, the rest of us are really going to learn a little bit more tonight as the closing ceremonies get going. This is kind of the first real kickoff for LA 28. And, we know that track and field, the hope, at least, it's not 100% confirmed just yet, but the hope from the LA Olympic Committee is that they will have track and field at the LA Coliseum. The big issue there is that they're having to rebuild the track. Of course, there was a track there many, many years ago, but it doesn't meet even the dimensions don't meet quite what they need in terms of an Olympic standard for today. And so they've got to rebuild this state-of-the-art track at the Coliseum. When they're able to do that is the big question, because, of course, USC football plays there. There
are prime football seats, man. Those are prime football seats.
Yeah. So that's one place that will get going. And L.A.'s going to have its hands full, because Paris did a great job. There were a few snags along the way, obviously issues with the river and the triathlon, but L.A. has some level of infrastructure that they don't here in Paris, particularly when it comes to getting around the city.
Yeah.
I think that LA can do a great job. I just hope that they take some bits of what Paris did, because the city here actually did a pretty amazing job when it's all said and done, considering everything that went into making this a unique Games here.
It's been great. We don't have to worry about swimming in the Los Angeles River. That's one thing for sure.
Hey, they could be swimming off the Pacific Ocean. They could be swimming off the Santa Monica Pier.
Maybe so. But not the L.A. River. That's for sure. Coley, we appreciate you. We appreciate you spending some time with us, man, and from your very, very busy schedule. Congratulations on job well done, exemplary work, and always so proud of everything that you do over there. But you've really shown up. And the man's been threading, too. I don't know if you've seen any of the pictures of him, Noel.
Oh, but, yeah, I've seen him. That white double-breasted coat is mean, Coley. I told you. You have been my Twitter correspondent for the Olympics. You just didn't know it.
Talk about dressed to impress.
I did not know it. Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate y'all saying that. Thank you for following along, too.
All right, man. Safe travels home.
Thank you. We'll see you.
All right. Now, that is Coley Harvey from ESPN. It's our home, folks. And he's over there doing the Olympics. And, yeah, you're right. He's dressed up now. He brought the threads. He brought the threads to Paris. That is for sure.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.